Welcome to Whole Hog Radio. I'm Matt Jones. We're joined today by LSU coach Paul Maneri, whose Tigers will visit Fayetteville this weekend for a big series against the Razorbacks at Baum Stadium. LSU is ranked number 13 nationally, Arkansas is number 15, and the Razorbacks are tied for the lead in the SEC West with a 7-2 conference record. Coach Maneri, I want to ask you first off about the pitcher you'll be facing Friday night, Blaine Knight for Arkansas. He's doing really well this year, 40 and a third innings, two walks. He's got a 24-1 strikeout-to-walk ratio. I just wonder, what have you thought about what you've seen from him this season?
Well, obviously, he's having a tremendous year, and I'm not surprised when he pitched against us last year. I just remember remarking to somebody in the dugout that, boy, this kid's got a good arm, a nice loose delivery, and I wouldn't be surprised if he developed into something special. And sure enough, he did. You know, I mean, those numbers of innings pitched to walk, the strikeouts, are, well, they remind me a lot of a guy that played for us a few years ago named Aaron Nola. You know, that great control and great stuff. And so we know we have a tremendous challenge with him on Friday night, and it should be a great ball game.
When you see a player have those type of stats, 40 innings, two walks, does that tell you anything about him?
I don't know how to answer that except to say he has great command of his pitches. Yeah. Sure, it's more than just fastball command. He's got a good breaking ball, too. So when you can throw, you know, more than one pitch for strikes, it makes you tough, and especially when those pitches have good you know, good velocity or a good break or whatever. So, yeah, he's clearly one of the best pitchers in the league. And everybody in this league pretty much has a Friday night guy that can go out and dominate a game. And that's what makes Friday night so exciting in the SEC.
Your team's coming off a couple of consecutive Friday night losses to Florida and Texas A&M, 1-0, 4-0. Alex Ling, very good pitcher for you on Friday nights, but I guess you just haven't been able to pick it up for him offensively.
Well, obviously we didn't give Alex any support. He pitched two tremendous games, really good enough to win. I think the second game that was 4-0, when he left it was 2-0 after 8. But, we ran up against two really outstanding pitchers in Fiedo and Brigham Hill, and we weren't able to do much with them. So, we've got to be able to meet that challenge, and we got another one this Friday night.
This has turned into a big series with you both in the top 15 in the rankings. I wonder what you've thought about how Arkansas has turned things around this year after what happened last year with the 26-29 record, the 13-game losing streak.
Well, it's always a big series when LSU plays Arkansas. This is my 11th year here, and we've enjoyed the competition with Arkansas immensely through the years. Last year was such an aberration for Dave and for his teams. I mean, he's, in my opinion, Dave Van Horn is one of the great coaches in our sport. It just goes to show that, you know, in any given year, things can kind of get out of control and unravel. They just got in a rut, weren't unable to get out of it last year. It didn't make Dave any less of a coach or his players any less ability. They just had a tough time at the end. But I'm not surprised at all. I'm the least surprised person in the world that they're having a great year. Dave is truly one of the greatest coaches in the country, and there's nobody in the league that I have greater respect for than him. So I would have been more surprised had they not been having the kind of year they're having this year.
Seems like every year LSU and Arkansas are 1-2 nationally in attendance. You both draw great home crowds. I wonder, what are your thoughts on coming to Fayetteville each year? What do you expect when you come to Baum Stadium?
It's always a great environment. We love coming up there. The stadium's beautiful. The fans are very supportive of their team. They're not terribly, you know, nasty towards our players, which I think is a great thing. You know, I hope our fans are not nasty towards their players. You know, they love baseball and they love their team, and that's a good combination. And I hope that when Arkansas comes to Alec Box Stadium, they get treated that way as well. So it's always a tremendous atmosphere. We always look forward to the competition, and I'm sure this year will be no different.
We talked about your Friday starter Alex Ling, but your Saturday starter Jared Poche has had a great year. No hitter in the opener, took a no hitter into the ninth inning of the second start of the season. I just wonder what you think about the season that he's had so far.
Well, he's had a remarkable year, really. He's just a consummate veteran and warrior out there on the mound. He gets in trouble, it seems, a lot, but he always finds a way to wiggle out of it because he just has a great competitive zeal about him. He doesn't panic and keeps his cool, and you know, when he's on, he's really tough. So, you know, hopefully he'll pitch a great game for us again this weekend.
Before I let you go, I want to get your thoughts on the SEC. If you look at the standings right now, Arkansas and Auburn are atop the SEC West at 7-2. Kentucky's atop the SEC East at 7-2. That's not where the coaches expected these teams to finish in the coaches' poll. Arkansas was picked fifth in the West. Auburn was picked to tie for last in the West. Kentucky was picked to tie fourth in the East. I just wonder what you think about the teams that are on top of the standings right now, and maybe how that correlates to the preseason coaches poll that you all put out.
Well, this happens every year in the league, and I've said this, you know, from the time I've been in it. The team that finishes last one year can finish first the next year, and the team that finished first one year can finish last the next year. The league is just so balanced and so talented. Every team has a really good coach. Every team has SEC-caliber players that are going to be future major leaguers. Every team takes pride in their baseball program. Most of the schools have outstanding facilities and put resources into it. And so it doesn't surprise me at all. You know, the preseason stuff is really, it can be comical. It has no weight at all, because you could literally put the names in a hat, pull them out, and pick the standings, because everybody is capable of beating everybody in this league. So, you know, to see teams that, you know, had subpar years last year having great years this year is not surprising at all. It happens every year.
We want to thank Coach Paul Mineri for joining us here on Whole Hog Radio. For more on the Razorbacks, visit WholeHogSports.com.